the rain, the wind and the underfoot conditions haven't helped in terms of the quality of the match here tonight. Credit to both sets of players because they had to battle through really, really difficult conditions. The pitch here in front of us is an absolute mess, particularly in the Goalmouth area away to our left, the town end goals, and the poor weather, the heavy rain has certainly resulted in a drop in attendance here tonight at Finn Park as well. So it's one of those nights that you'll want to forget, and certainly Kevin McHugh will be hoping that they can quickly put it behind them, because it's a disappointing night and a disappointing result all round after a decent run of results. Next up for Finn Harps, they will go to Dublin next Friday night for a match away to UCD, and that's a UCD team who are going well of late. In fairness to them, they've had some decent results. Harps' next home fixture will be here in 2 weeks' time at home to Athlone Town. Tonight's game, by the way, marks the start of the second round of fixtures, game number 10 in the campaign. So Harps have played everybody at this stage. This is the second meeting with Cove, and after a credible 1-1 draw down in St Comas Park earlier in the season, Harps are staring into a loss, and we're just waiting to see now how many more seconds the referee will play in this game. Match official tonight, Mark Patchell, takes a look at his watch, and there goes the full-time whistle, and it's Cove Ramblers who hug the players hugging them and out on the pitch there, and shaking hands, and certainly in good form, and why wouldn't they be, because they played well tonight and they deserve this victory. They have taken the 3 points on the back of a 2-0 win. It's finished. Finn Harps 0, Cove Ramblers 2.